I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we'll get right into the message this morning, okay? Thank you guys all for being here this morning. And let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for this morning. Thank you for allowing us to be here. I just pray that your word can impact us this morning. I just pray that the Holy Spirit would teach us something that you have for us in your word, and that we can receive wise counsel from your word and from the Holy Spirit that changes our lives and impacts others around us, and that we can make good decisions. And I just am thankful for everyone who's made a decision to be here this morning, so that we can meet with you and hear from you and learn from you. And I just pray you bless us throughout this day, and just keep us safe. And we just thank you for all the good blessings and good things that you've blessed us with in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys. Do you guys have your Bibles? Can you guys get a Bible if you don't have one, so you can see? I want you to see the words in the Bible. Some of these verses that we're gonna read and talk about this morning. It's good for you to actually see God's words in the Bible and read them, and so that when your eyes lock onto it and can look at it, it'll help you remember it better and understand it, instead of just hearing somebody else talk about it. So, I appreciate you guys. I wanted to say, this is my first time ever coming into the junior high. I've filled over at the high school side before, but I love you guys, and I always love spending time with you guys. And so I was really excited, and it's a privilege for me to fill in for Nick, who's gone this morning. And I haven't given you a page yet, son. All right, I appreciate you. But no, I'm thankful for you guys. So anyway, is that going to be a distraction? Do you need to put it up? Okay. They're not back from the marriage conference this weekend. It was in the city, but they stayed up. They're doing some other stuff today. So, all right, here, I'm going to make this, take my time real quick, because it's already almost 10 o'clock. So, yeah, no, I got to be done before that, because I got to go help with something with the main service. All right, please don't, let's not be chatty right now. Impact. All right, this is what my main message is about this morning. Impact. The title of my message is "What Shapes You, Shapes Others." Okay, impact is. I know you guys have been talking some about this. You guys have been talking about being rooted, being planted, watering, growing in the Word, growing in character. That's some of the topic that Nick has been going through with you guys. And this is what God has put on my heart, that I feel like it's important for you guys and where you're at and your age and your walk with the Lord right now, but it's also important for me too, because this is something that I just feel like God has laid upon my heart to communicate with you guys about this morning, is impact. And everyone, so here's the thing, everyone makes an impact. Sometimes it could be positive, it could be negative. How many of you guys can remember something? Please stop talking to each other while we're, somebody else is talking. That means that you're not going to be able to listen to what somebody else is saying. Okay, so can you guys remember something somebody said? How many of you guys can remember something that somebody told you a long time ago? It could be your dad, it could be a coach, it could be a friend. Like, you can remember something that, if you think about it in your head for a second, somebody told you something. It could be years ago, and you still remember it. Can anybody relate to that? I'm sure all of us can. If you think about it long enough, everybody can relate to that. The point is, words can stay with you for a long time. Words can stay with you for years. And the key truth that I want you guys to hear is that you don't get to choose whether you make an impact, Everyone makes an impact. You don't get to choose whether you make an impact or not, but what kind of an impact you're making, okay? So think about someone who's changed your life. Like I said, it could be good or bad. Not everyone makes a good impact. That's just a simple truth of that. Not everyone makes a good impact, okay? So we got to be mindful of that whenever we're surrounding ourselves with friends, teammates, church, family, everybody. Okay, so not all the time are the people that you're around with and that you're going to be associated with and that you're spending time with is going to be making a good impact on you. And I know sometimes that, you know, we have to choose whether we're going to be a good impact on other people too. So in Romans chapter 14 and verse 7, it says, "For none of us liveth to himself and no man dieth to himself," is part of what that verse says. And that verse is simply saying that you're never going to live your life in total isolation. As a Christian, you're not called to just get saved and accept Jesus Christ into your heart and then just live a separate life away from everybody else. That's not the type of service and commitment that God is asking us to have. You're never going to just live like a hermit, you know, off in the mountains somewhere, or live under a rock and never be exposed to anybody or never be around other people. You're going to be around others, and you want to have a good impact on other people, because you're never going to be, the Christian life isn't meant to be isolated. It's meant to be, you're meant to serve and affect other people. And think about this. It's called the ripple effect. How many of you have taken a rock, maybe a small rock, and thrown it out into this pond right here? Not this particular one, but any pond. Has anybody ever taken a rock and thrown it out into the water and you see the ripples go out? You guys ever do that and like watch it, see how far the ripples can go out? And then I used to do that when I was your guys' age. I still do it, because it's fun to do, but I would take a rock and then I'd throw it, and then I'd grab a bigger rock and I'd throw it and see it make bigger ripples, you know, and then I'd go grab a big, you know, pretty soon I was picking up as big a rock as I could and I'd chuck it. Of course, it wouldn't go very far because, you know, the rock was still heavy, but it would just make a big splash. But the point is, the ripple effect that you see in the water is like our words and our actions, it ripples out to other people around us and it affects other people. Even the smallest of rock is going to carry the ripple effect. Is going to be farther than what you think. It's going to travel farther than what you might think. And I know you guys are familiar with, we've talked about the fruit of the Spirit. It's in Galatians chapter 5. And these are character traits. These are character qualities that you can manifest in your life if you're trying to live by walking in the Spirit and you're calling yourself a Christian, and these it's called the fruit of the Spirit. These things should be manifest in your life, like love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. These are all Spirit-filled character traits that can affect other people, and we should strive to have those things evident in our life so that we can impact other people in a good way, and others can see that we're trying to manifest the fruit of the Spirit like that. And fruit is visible, just like a piece of fruit that comes from a fruit tree. You can see it. And fruit, spiritual fruit in our life, should be visible if we're walking in the Spirit and we're trying to do God's will in our life. That others should be able to see that. And in Proverbs 18 and verse 21, this is one of my... Turn over to Proverbs. Everybody turn to the book of Proverbs. I want you guys to see this. 18. Yeah, Proverbs chapter 18. It's if you open your Bible up in the middle of the Bible, you'll be in probably Psalms. Just turn over one book to the right to Proverbs chapter 18. Somebody read Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. Somebody who's there, read 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Have you guys ever heard that verse before? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So you can, what the Bible tells us that our tongue in the book of James, in the New Testament, it talks about how powerful of a weapon our tongue is. And so what our tongue can do is it can build people up and it can encourage people, which our tongue is our words that the Bible talks about. Or it can destroy people and it can tear people down and it can hurt people by your words. And it says death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we have to think about those things whenever we, you know, what words are coming out of our mouth and what we're using our tongue for, because our tongue can be used to encourage other people and be uplifting to other people and help build people up, or it can do damage and do the opposite of that. We get to choose what is coming out of our mouth. And so ask yourself, do you encourage other people? Do you stand up for somebody who you maybe see is getting bullied? Or hopefully you don't like join in on that type of activity, but you can say something, you know, encouraging for somebody who's getting treated like that, maybe at school or somewhere. But are you refusing? So whenever you hear it, when other people are gossiping or, talking bad about somebody, please stop doing that. Are you refusing to also partake and participate in that type of stuff? Because death and life are in the power of the tongue, and our words affect other people and what we say. Don't ever let anybody tell you that. Have you guys ever heard sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? That is not true. That's just an old wives' fable that somebody has made up that is not seriously contemplating what happens in people's minds whenever you can tear people down with your words and that type of stuff. So what we take in shapes our mind, okay? Others influence us more than we realize. And your choices influence your friends, okay? And you don't become like other people overnight, okay? You have to understand that. You're not going to be like, if you have, you know, you're not going to become just like all of your friends overnight. If all of your friends are, you know, cuss and do, you know, a lot of whatever, like, you're not going to become like them overnight per se, but you're going to become like them over time if you continue to, you know, surround yourself with that type of behavior. Okay, so it doesn't happen just like that, but it happens gradually and slowly, and that's the type of person that you can become if you're allowing that in your life. And so Proverbs, are you still in the book of Proverbs? Turn back to Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20. Who's got that one? Somebody besides Cameron? Oliver, can you read it? You got the next one? You can have the next one.
Wait, Proverbs 13?
Yeah.
Did you say 28?
Proverbs 13:20.
He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed.
Yeah. That's what it says. So who do you walk with? Who do you surround yourself with? What do you listen to, or who do you listen to? Who influences you? It could be somebody that at your school or work or whatever, but that's influencing you in a negative way. Or it could be your dad. You listen to your dad. You listen to your coach. You listen to your teacher. And those could be good things. So you got to think about who you're listening to and who are you walking with? Who are you trying to impress with your life, okay, and your actions, your choices. And Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So it says, it says, we have the mind of Christ. The Bible tells us that this book right here, the Bible, is the mind of Christ. It's God's words, and the Bible says that this is the mind of Christ that He wants us to learn and to have in our mind. And it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And God's word affects our minds and it changes our minds. Okay. That's why, Ethan, please sit up. God's word affects our minds. A changed life starts with a changed mind, okay? So we have to really be cautious. We want to try to use the Bible to transform our mind and the way we think and who we are and our actions that we make, and not let everything else transform our mind, the world. The Bible says to be not conformed to this world. In Romans chapter 12, in verse 2, it says, be not conformed to this world. That means that if you're saved, if you call yourself a Christian, then if you're acting and walking and talking like everybody else in the world, then the Bible says we're supposed to be set apart. So your actions and your words and your behavior should not look like everybody else in the world that's lost. Okay? It should be evident that you have a different lifestyle and that there's something about you that's different from everybody else. And it starts with a changed mind. So you're not gonna drift into being Christ-like, okay? It's like you're not just gonna start doing these things in your life. It's gonna have to be intentional. Because what happens just by our human nature is that we drift into being worldly and being just like the world, okay? Like indulging in certain types of corrupt behavior or sin. That just comes naturally from our flesh, because our flesh wants to please our flesh, and it wants to do that type of live that type of lifestyle. Okay, but you're not just gonna start to live a godly lifestyle and be a Christ-like person just by accident. You have to be intentional about that. You have to decide that that's what you want, that you're saved and God has set you apart for a purpose. And the Bible says that He's purposed, in our heart that we're to obey Him. The Bible says if we love it, Jesus said in the book of Matt, in the Gospels, He said, if you love me, if you say that you love God, then you'll keep His commandments. Like you can't say, yeah, I'm a Christian, yeah, I love God, and then just live a worldly lifestyle and live in sin and not ever make any decisions to follow Christ in your life. So what shapes our mind? What are some things that shape our mind? What are some things that you guys think of is going to shape your mind? Yeah. Yeah. Things that will shape your mind is school. Yeah. Lincoln.
Stuff that you do and say.
Stuff that you do where?
And say.
And say, yeah. Yeah, what do you guys, is that, do you guys have, yeah, what else do you think shapes your mind?
People.
Yeah. What shapes your mind is, I got it right here. What you watch, what you listen to, what you talk about, what you think about, who you're with, those are the things that are going to shape your mind. Your mind is being discipled every day, okay, by something or someone. How much is our mind being changed by God's word and other Christians? So think about this. In a 24-hour day, so you start in a 24-hour day. Just start in a 24-hour day first. But how much time in a 24-hour day are you trying to allow your mind to be changed by God's word? Or are you allowing your mind to be changed by influences outside of God's word, like your school, TV, social media, your friends, whoever it may be, all of the things that you can allow into your mind in a 24-hour period, how much of that are you dedicating to, letting God's word or letting good Christian music and stuff like that affect your mind? Okay, you take a 24-hour period and then turn that into a week's time. So if you're going an entire week. Just say, I'm not saying any of you guys are, but I mean, there's been times that I have. If you're going an entire week, how much are you allowing God's word to come inside of you, and you're reading and praying and looking and allowing God's word to change your mind versus everything else that we allow in our life. So if you go an entire week, I mean, that's a lot of time that you're being affected and being influenced by outside factors that's not God's word. And it's going to be hard for us to walk in the Spirit and have spiritual fruit evident in our life if we're not allowing God's word to change us. And I mentioned that Romans verse, and in Philippians, I'll turn over there for time's sake because we don't have a lot of time left, but in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7 through 8, and it says, there was one verse in here that I thought talked about the mind. So it says, In verse 7 it says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding." So only the ultimate peace that gives us peace in our life, that passes all understanding, or you can have peace in circumstances that most people wouldn't be able to have peace in, comes from God. And it says, "By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And it says that, oh, I'm sorry, that was verse 6. Verse 8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things," is what it says in verse 8. So it says that's what your mind should be thinking about. Things that are pure, lovely, true, honest. And there's, trust me, I know, because I live it every day. There's not a lot of that out there in the world. There's not a lot of that out there that's true and just, and people lie, people cheat and steal and curse and you name it. That's the world we live in, okay? But so you can't totally get away from all that stuff. I understand that. But the Bible says to think on these things that are right here. So this is a list of things that we should try to be thinking about, and not versus all of the other distractions that we have, guys. So I know, guys, it's tough, and it's something that we have to be intentional about every day. What you allow your thoughts, what you allow in your thoughts eventually shows up in your life. Our character is where it affects. Ethan, please sit up and open your eyeballs, please. And it says, our character, guys, is our character is more important to God. Your character is who you are on the inside, who you are. What are the things that you do whenever nobody else is around, nobody is watching? Your character is who you are on the inside. That's your character. That's what you're made of. That's what your character is. And the Bible says that man looks on the outward appearance. So we judge people just by the way they look. That's what the Bible says. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at your heart. Okay, so God is going to judge the intents and the thoughts of your heart and your character. That's what matters most to God. And so your choices influence your friends. Okay. And 1 Corinthians 15. Turn to the New Testament, guys. Go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 15. You want to help him get to that so he can read it? He's up next to read 1 Corinthians in the New Testament. It's all the way in the new portion of the 1 Corinthians 15. Dude, I keep looking at that clock, and that clock has not moved.
Yeah. What verse?
15:33. Huh? No, I got it. I'm just running out of time. We got started late. That's right. So this means that those around us will slowly shape how you think, what you laugh at, what you accept in your life, and what you become. And Jesus said, Jesus didn't say, okay, in Matthew chapter 5, the Bible says, ye are salt of the earth, and ye are light of the world. In short, that's what those verses say. You're salt of the earth, and you're light of the world. Jesus was saying that to the disciples in Matthew chapter 5. It didn't say, Jesus said, try to be. It didn't say, try to be salt, and try to be light of the world. It said, you are. Okay? And we know that salt changes what it touches. Just like salt, you put, you know, if you put salt, they used to use salt to preserve food back in the day when they didn't have you couldn't put a food in a freezer. They would put a bunch of salt around all the meat, and they would keep the meat preserved so that it wouldn't spoil. But salt changes what it touches. And light, what happens when you walk into a room and it's a completely dark room and you flip the light switch on? The darkness goes away, right? Huh? The point is light exposes darkness, okay? So if we're living a spirit-filled life, and Jesus says, you are, if you're saved today, if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and you're walking with Him, and Jesus says, you are salt of the earth, and you are light of the world. And if you belong to Christ, your life is speaking to others. So people are going to see what you're doing. You're going to influence other people. They're going to be watching you. People are always watching. Okay? People are always, you never know who is watching you. You never know who God is going to entrust you with to have an effect on in other people's life, to lead them to Jesus. And your life is speaking even when your mouth is closed. Okay? So even when your mouth is closed, your life is speaking. How? How is your life speaking even when your mouth is closed? Yeah, by your actions. Good. So God's word is a source of our lasting impact. And the Bible says, let me think. I've only got a couple minutes here, so I need to finish this up. I'm gonna have to. Love impacts people. Gentleness, self-control. So the fruit of the Spirit that I mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, those things impact other people. If you have self-control in times of uncertainty, and people see how you react in tough times, that affects other people. That impacts other people in a good way. When the Spirit produces fruit in our life, others will see it. Others will experience it. Okay? I got one more quick thing here, and then in Mark chapter 2, if you guys have time this week, if you can remember this, go to the book of Mark, the Gospel of Mark. It's the second book in the New Testament. Go to the book of Mark and go to chapter 2 and read the story of the four friends that carried the lame man to Jesus. Okay, it goes like this. This tells the story of a man that could not walk. He was handicapped. He was paralyzed or whatever. It says that he was sick of the palsy. That means he couldn't walk. Okay, four friends. Four of his friends carried him. So Jesus was at this house teaching and preaching, like in somebody's house. And these four friends heard about it because everybody, all the big crowd was going there. Everybody was going there to see Jesus. Four friends carried this lame man that couldn't walk to the house. They wanted him to go meet Jesus. Okay, they got there. The house was so crowded, they couldn't get in to see Jesus. So you guys know what they did?
They lowered him down to the ceiling.
Yeah, they climbed up on top of the building. They cut a hole in the roof. And they lowered their friend down to where Jesus was teaching at. They had some serious faith to do that. They had their friends, this man that was lame, his friends made a big, if they wouldn't have taken him to see Jesus, and they had faith that him meeting Jesus could change his life, he would have never met Jesus. And that's what his friends did for him. And Jesus, it says in Mark chapter 2 and verse 5, it says, Jesus saw the faith of their friends. Hold on, I didn't write the verse out. Let me read the verse. I'm sorry, guys, but we're just about to finish up. It says in Mark chapter 2, and it goes like this. When Jesus saw their faith, Okay, talking about the guy's four friends. He said unto the sick of the palsy, so he said unto the lame man, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. So the point is, Jesus saw the faith of the guy's friends. Their actions helped bring him to Jesus. So think, who was somebody in your life that you could help bring closer to Jesus? Because that man would have never met Jesus and gotten saved and gotten his life changed if it weren't for his friends. And, all right. I had some other stuff on here, guys, but in 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Bible tells us that, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example for the believers. So you guys, just because you guys are young, doesn't mean you can't be, God can't use you. God wants to use you. God wants to use you, to impact others. So here, I have one more thing. Cam, come up here. I need your help. Where's my... Yeah, right here. Here, guys. Here. Cameron. Do this right here. Do it right here. All right, guys. I got Cameron here. My volunteer. Here. This is a tub of toothpaste. I want you to squirt all that toothpaste out on this plate. Okay, guys. Watch this, guys. Watch. You got this toothpaste. All right, squirt all that toothpaste out. Yeah, that's good, minty toothpaste that Ethan didn't like because it's too spicy. Ethan says it's too spicy. No, you're not. All right, Cameron. All right, Cameron squirted all this toothpaste out. You guys see it? All this toothpaste? All right, Cameron, now. I want you to put all that toothpaste back in the tube. Okay? Put all that toothpaste back in the tube.
Wait, can
no, you can't. No, put all the toothpaste back in the tube.
I can't.
Okay. I got you. All right. The point is, all right. Thanks, bud. Appreciate you, bud. Hey, this toothpaste is like our words and our actions. Once it comes out, you can't put it back in. Okay? So let's be mindful of that. And you can't take back things that you've said and you've done. All right, let's pray. And then, appreciate you guys being here. And dear Lord, I just thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to look in your word and look in some of the gospel stories and the book of Proverbs, and gives instruction to wise men and to young men to be wise and to walk in the not in the counsel of the ungodly. And Lord, I just thank you for just allowing the Holy Spirit to teach us this morning. Be with us the rest of this day and help us to impact others in a good way. Help us to be mindful of our words and our actions and how they affect other people. And help us to just be transformed by the renewing of our minds by reading your word and allowing the fruit of the Spirit to be manifest in our life. And I just pray for each and every individual that's in here this morning. Lord, bless them, comfort them. Allow your Holy Spirit to change people from the inside out, and so that we can have effect. We can be salt and light in the world and affect other people to lead them to you and to help them become to a relationship with you. And I just ask all this in Jesus' name, amen.